It was a dark afternoon. The wind was humming in the trees. The moon shined with a dim, icy glow, and an owl sung an eerie tune. Word was going around of people going missing late at night. They called the culprit the People Snatcher. This particular night was drink night for a group of friends, Jason, Todd, and Jerry. They were just coming out of the fifth pub that night.
Oh, I have a little on to the kid birthday. Alright, then let's go.
Oh, good going, Todd. You scuffed up the seat.
I'd easy you to.
The three had just run over a small kitten.
Look at you go. The poor thing's gone now.
To keep it quiet for once. Just to get a nonsense.
Bloody hell.
Are you all right?
Yep. Todd was a bloody camper. I think getting eaten by coons. Where is Todd?
I ain't seen him. Did he run off without us? What was that?
It's a fire, bloody no!
It's...
I'll spit it out to go up door!
It's Todd!
A beast had landed on Todd's corpse. The beast's face was long, with lifeless, hollow eyes, a mouth open and a gaping maw filled, rows of dagger-like teeth. Its body was long and starved, having little to no meat, even to the point of where a bone spiked from its pale flesh. It leapt towards Jerry. Something had stabbed deep into Jason's leg and pulled. He was able to scream for a few seconds before it stabbed its long, sharp fingernail through his neck, spilling blood everywhere.
Ah!
Thank you for listening to the People Snatcher podcast. Tune in next week for the Captain Pete story.